Welcome, everybody, to the Real Estate Lab podcast. Happy Friday. Happy to have you here. Check this out. We are going to talk about schools, and I think that's one of those topics that people love to hear about or and know very little about, but we don't get a lot of questions until we're deeper in conversation. So we're just going to come out of the gate and start sharing some information with you. We're going to start with JJ. Why don't you introduce yourself to the world?
Hey, everybody. JJ Tolentino with the Next Level Property Group at KW Realty. Excited about schools. I think as an agent and realtor in the area, we hear how people determine to choose schools. So I'm interested to hear y'all's experiences with that and what people typically do. Pass it on to Liberty.
Well, hello, everybody. I am Liberty Walker. And when I'm not a realtor, I am also a mom. And Fun fact, this year I will be putting my first child into a public school. She'll be five. And so I need to know, what do I do? It's really overwhelming. So I'm super glad we're touching on this today. And I know, JJ, you have some special insight. We'll find out why more in the episode, but let's just get right on into it. What about these schools? Why, where, how? That's what I want to know.
And everybody, I go by Ian of Austin everywhere on the internet. This is an exciting topic because it is a topic that the large majority of our clients ask about. And we were going to have a teacher as a special guest. I actually have a few past clients that were teachers. We have other peers that are teachers. The issue is, in order to be transparent, they don't want to be like employed by the school district and then say stuff, right? Like Nobody wants to get in trouble, which is interesting because all you people want to know is the truth, right? Like that's the reason why you come to this channel. Like, tell me about this. Is this a good school district? Well, realtors, we can't say whether or not it's good. And that's why we use sites like niche.com or greatschools.org. And then we ask you qualifying questions to see if the schools or the locations you're looking for match your criteria. And there are so many questions, so many things that people don't actually think about if they've never put their kid in school or if they're moving to a new location because they already knew it. Okay, so why don't we start off with Liberty or JJ. Tell me about a question that just kind of boggles your mind. Like, oh, nobody ever asks me this, but you think it's a big deal.
Right. Well, I mean, there's just so many, Ian. Like, I mean, what school do I want to go to and why? I mean, you know, in the past, I'm like, my kid, I'm sure just all the schools must be good, whatever that means to me specifically. But I mean, what are we really wanting from a school? I feel like that's what people need to ask themselves. And when they find that out, then they're going to have more questions about like, you know, is it going to be bilingual or is it going to have this program and that kind of thing?
It's good. JJ, what do you think?
I asked my wife this and she would have came on. I mean, they're working too, right? Like it's not another ice day here, but she broke it down into these four steps. Step one, consider your child and your family because what you're looking for is the best school because it fits something that you're looking to do for your child. So that's one. Mm-hmm. Step two, you're going to gather information about the school. Step three, you're going to observe the school. And then four, you're going to figure out how to apply to that school, whether it's like paperwork or something like that. So just like what Liberty mentioned, it's like, what is your child's need? Is it a certain structured environment? Is it like a challenging work situation? Mm-hmm. Is there certain discussions that you think are important that your child should be having? And this is like deep school stuff, like realtor stuff. I think we're more surface on this, right?
Well, I really like that you said that. That's a perfect segue into this comment. No matter who you are, if you're purchasing property, you're paying property tax. That property tax is going to go towards schools. And so understanding the schools and the draw in the area will help you in the future plan for your equity appreciation and your long-term value. You have to understand where you're buying in multiple angles, not just, well, I don't care about schools because I don't have a kid. Like that's not how it works. It's why are people drawn to this area? It's usually schools, jobs, proximity to fun things to do, or complete privacy, right? Like it's one or the other. So here's a perfect example. And this is how I grew up, right? Is your child musical or artistic? Artistic, but also on the spectrum. All of those are incredible questions, because that completely changes everything about the location or the opportunities for schools.
And I think it has a lot to do with community too. I feel like for my first child that's going into the school, like I want there to be like a fall festival, and I want there to be like a lot of parents that are involved, because
you're a realtor. But also community. Also
sponsor an event. Yes.
Yeah. It's fun. So JJ, how do we find out those things about the school? Would that be observing? And how do we do that? Do we call the school and say, hi, I'd like to observe? And are we really going to be doing that? I don't know. I feel like maybe I didn't know that we needed to do that.
Yeah. I mean, even on the, because my kids, I have a 10-month-old and a 3-year-old. So we haven't dug into it. And a lot of the stuff I hear is a little bit of hearsay. Like, I know who has a good football program, right? Like, I know some quarterbacks, NFL quarterbacks, like all-star Super Bowl quarterbacks that went to like Westlake High School. So people say that they have good like extracurricular, or, you know, like Steiner Ranch has band, or, you know, stuff like that. Lake Travis still has some other football stuff. Obviously I'm paying attention to the sports, but I do think you can observe, but you also may hear about different, like whether they be math or science programs or Montessori's do a certain type of philosophy. So I think from the realtor position, we get that surface level a little bit. I don't know if y'all deep dive. Do y'all?
A little of both, but I don't have the same perspective as some people. And so I try not to go too deep, but I do cherry pick the knowledge from a lot of my clients that are, and friends that are, teachers specifically. I think that's really important, getting to know the community. Like if you join a Facebook group in the community, ask about the schools. Hey, what schools do your kids go to and what programs do they offer? But you can also just look up most of the ISD websites. You guys ever done that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you can really tell a lot about a school by its website. They'll have testimonials and little videos and like tours of campuses. They can be a great resource for people who are maybe looking virtually and can't just like, you know, knock on doors that are surrounding that school area and ask how they're doing there.
I'm going to share your screen, Liberty. Is this an okay time?
Yeah, this is great. Go ahead and share it, Ian. Right now, I have this website up, and this is the website that I direct my clients to so that they can really get some great information. It's called niche.com. So reference here how to spell that, because I know niche is a little strange word there. We don't use it all the time. But and so right now I have it on just like, what are the best schools? And you can really search by what may be more important to you. Is it the diversity? Is it the teachers? I've heard that really the teachers are what you should go on, you know?
Well, here's another thing that's different on niche versus like great schools. On great schools, sorry, I just had a closing, so I'm still in the office. So if people walk in, sorry. But on great schools, they only give you public schools. They don't give you private institutions. I believe that's correct. So you can check my math on that. Comment if I'm wrong, or you're if you right, have other sites that you're interested in.
I think I've noticed that too.
So I mean, there are
that has a lot
there. So what I've heard is that Austin ISD is historically under attended. So for some schools, so like, for example, let's look at this Liberal Arts and Science Academy. Okay. This school, you have to apply to go to it. So don't think you can just move to this neighborhood and think that you can go to this number one best public high school. It's not going to happen.
That is such a good point. Because how many people move here and they're like, okay, I'm going to move into this neighborhood for this school district or for this particular school because it's rated a certain like A plus on this website, and they didn't know that you had to apply. I mean, I'm like, wow, right?
I mean,
that would really put a damper in your plans.
Yes. And so, of course, keep a lookout for these two sponsored ads.
Yes.
Not really sure what Austin Achieve is, but I have been seeing a lot of billboards and things about that. I think it's a charter school.
Probably like those the number of public as well. Schools. Yeah.
Yeah. So here it's great because you can really see what their specialty is. Is it special education? Does your child need something special to thrive?
And the thing is, Central Texas, Austin, we're really big on catering to those needs. It's just you have to find who's focusing on it, right? Like we have a whole Austin School for the Deaf. What grade levels? Is it all the way?
I'm not sure.
Possibly. That was like a whole, that's a big.
It's a campus. It's incredible. Yeah. It looks like, where's Professor X on the X-Men? Like, what is that campus?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
And there's actually
a score for the gifted. It's huge.
Yeah.
And it's right on South Congress. Like, it's right there. It's a really cool place. That, you know what? I want to do a tour there. Like, how incredible is it that they have so much invested in helping people that need it, that truly need it.
Ooh, here's best online schools in the Austin area. So a lot of schools.
No results.
A lot of schools were doing virtual learning, and
yes,
a lot of schools were not doing it equally.
Yeah, that's actually really true. And I'm going to mention this because it's factual and not just my opinion. And it's opinion of others, but there were a lot of people that were in, I'm going to use like the Round Rock ISD, particular schools within Round Rock ISD. And they said that once the distance learning started, it was chaos and their children felt underserved I don't know that that was always the case in all of these other places. Some places handled it better. Like you said, Liberty, it's just, that really did happen. Yet the ratings on the schools were A's and B's and on these websites. The other thing, how do they keep up with today, these websites?
Yeah, I think, Liberty, when you asked about observations, I think something that we can do is look at the reviews, and then we could see the dates on the reviews. That way you could decipher how dated some of that is, and based off the reviews, it's kind of like observing, right? Mm-hmm. Word of mouth, seeing how they are in certain extracurricular or the subject matters or discipline.
Can we click in one of them? Like, let's just click in the Austin Peace Academy.
Let's look at this one. So
just because it had a fair amount of reviews, you know?
Yeah, 92 reviews.
It says private Muslim school.
It is a private Muslim
school.
Yeah.
I looked because I was looking into this. It got such great reviews. I was like, ooh, maybe we'll come here. But we're not Muslim, so.
Well, but that's the other question. Does that mean you have to be to attend the school?
Yearly tuition. I'm ready for that free public school for my kids.
I'll see your review.
Yeah, let's see if we can. Let's go to these reviews.
You have to be like a member.
No, you can just.
No, this is public. If the reviews were only for members, that'd be horrible.
I want to read one.
Everyone has thoroughly enjoyed. You want to read one out, JJ?
I just want to pick up on it. So that's a senior graduating. I could see their perspective there.
Okay. Hold on. You see that all these reviews are people that recently graduated?
Okay, they must have encouraged. It's like one required element is to leave a review upon your exit.
Click on terrible or poor. Click on poor.
Let me go to another school that
I look at bad reviews.
Might have more.
Yeah, look at bad reviews for this school.
Okay, any school. Let's look at a bad one. Let's find a really bad one.
Because, you know, people bark the loudest when they're mad, right?
Scored lower.
Really?
Here. As opposed to.
Yeah,
well, does say poor and terrible.
I don't want to do terrible because I feel like people that say terrible, they're just out to get somebody, right? Like, it's just the worst, and they don't think about that
too. Like that. when you're searching for these reviews, you know, is it a disgruntled teacher? Is it a disgruntled parent? Like who is writing them? So definitely take.
This is a good one. Did you see that?
These are all
girls' participation, boys' participation, that kind of stuff. I like how they have it broken down if you're a stats person.
Yeah. And we have like the Austin's girls school. And
there it goes. Reading and math broken up.
Yeah.
C's. Sounds mm-hmm. like my type of school.
Cost of living. Meaning
I like the look at the cost of living.
This, I mean, there's students. So much. 15
diversity
to 1.
Teachers.
That is pretty rare.
That
so, I mean, that's
the stat
that's
I would amazing. Focus on.
Like that, how many?
That's an important stat for most
teacher.
People.
Let's see. All these reviews are great. I just can't even.
This is an interesting subject to chat about on the internet, because if I said, where would you suggest people to go? You can't. It's so right.
Well, it's so different for everybody. But I will say this is a little secret tip, you guys. If you are a part of the Austin Independent School District, if you're zoned for that, you have the ability to transfer into any Austin school if it is welcoming. I said most of them are underattended. And that's because we have so many private schools available, charter schools. Some of them, they do a lottery system where it's the luck of the draw. And some of them are just, you have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. I have to say that because we do this podcast and we put it on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and everything else, we like to read the comments. So Dinosaur D says, Ian looks like he's dressed for Alaska. I did have my heated coat on. I am sitting on the floor in this closing corporate center because I just had a closing and I didn't have time to run back home and get set up.
It does look like a cold lobby or a cold day.
Uh-oh. Liberty, you frozen? Yeah, you need my heated jacket? That's so funny. That's funny. That's all right. All right. All right.
Can you hear me? Can
yeah,
you
I can
hear
you.
Me?
I can hear
yeah,
you.
We
well,
can hear
it's
you.
Okay. Okay, good. Sure. Well, that's all that matters, Dinosaur D, is my voice. At least I'm frozen in a semi-good expression there. But yeah. maybe since I'm frozen, JJ, you want to take over the page that we're sharing?
Yeah. And let's talk about...
Right.
Thank you for that. He said, it's so gentlemanly. It was that joke about the... It wasn't a joke. It was serious. The winter jacket, the heated jacket. It's funny. So think about this.
What's up?
I was going to say exactly that. So I actually have this happening right now. I had some clients purchase a house and they were looking for schools, but because of the market, you kind of had to get into what you can get into if you wanted to lock in that price. Well, and it was a neighborhood that wasn't as established. So they moved in and now they've been here a couple months. They found a school that they really like, an after school program or a child care center for their child, except it's a little further than they want to be. And they spend so much time going back and forth. They actually called me last night. They're like, we're going to list this and move closer because that is their world right there, right? Like that's mm-hmm. the next 3 years they're going to be taking their kid to this place. So I said, of course, but that's something to think about, right? Like, if you want to be near after school or childcare or a relative, you should put a lot of stock into that.
Yeah, I think from our perspective, because we're the realtors, right? We're not the school consultants per se, but it's more, hey, are you trying to get in walking distance of this school? Are you looking for the bus stops? Are you making sure you're not driving too much, or how traffic might look, or, you know, after school care, what that might work out in your schedule and all that stuff. That's kind of where we break down a highway or something like that.
So we have to talk about that for a minute. So you said something right there. You said walking distance. If you look at MLS descriptions, they're not allowed to say walking distance because not everybody can walk, right? Sometimes it's cryptic, right? Like close proximity is different. But here's what you can do. You can always go on Google Maps.
Just look at the maps. Mm-hmm.
And it'll tell you how far it is if you were walking there.
Yep.
So it's and then a lot of these houses, there's usually a walkability score, which will show you how close things are, schools and such. But it might not be your school. It might be a school that's different than the one you were looking for. Right? And here, this one, I love this one. And I'm hoping Liberty comes back soon, but because I know how she feels about this one. Okay, great. If you have a house that you purchased in Austin, you could have a Round Rock school district.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
It's like second nature to us, but it's surprising to people.
Which in schools, yeah. I mean, Round Rock used to be rated the top 5 school districts in America. Round Rock, Texas. I don't know what it is now, JJ.
Yeah, Round Rock to me has had that American suburb reputation.
Yeah. I would say niche.com and greatschools.org will tell you what it's rated today.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, it's not only the ISD. Like there are particular schools within the ISD that like the bell curve, like it shifts the entire collective up because they did so well. Right. And if it's like a Montessori school or if it's a private school, well, that just statistics are always able to be manipulated. So you got to be really careful. You can't call your realtor and just say, I only want schools that are A+ on, you know, that are in A+. It's like, well, in what category? Is it in diversity? Because that's going to be different than if it's an A+ in sports.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what are you actually looking for?
And that's what my wife said. So what Liberty was, let's see, Mark K, are the schools built master plans available to anyone in the district? Are the schools built master plans?
Oh, that's a really good question. So if they build a new school in Santa Rita Ranch, can anybody live there? How many of you have dealt with anything like that?
Say it again, Ian. What was that?
If Santa Rita Ranch, it's a master plan community. If it is building a new school, can anyone go to that school? I'm going to tell you the answer. I know, but I want to hear.
Yeah, I was more thinking zones.
The zoning, especially for Leander, Cedar Park, Liberty Hill, Buda, Kyle, you have got to be zoned.
Yeah, there's zoning here. I've learned from a client of mine moving here from Denver that you could apply to different public schools and get in. And if you're willing to drive all the way there, the buses have enough people that applied and got in, it's a bit of a free-for-all. But out here, it's very specifically zoned for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the zoning is absolutely critical. But also, you know, they're not going to necessarily provide transportation to your child just because you want them to go to that school. So if you're willing to drive and they have the open capacity and there's no zoning restrictions, then the answer, I believe the answer is, yeah, you can go there.
Yeah. And Liberty,
it's not exclusive to that kid, but it is the majority to that community, but it is a majority.
Yeah. I wanted to speak because Liberty asked, she alluded to my insider information. My wife is a teacher, a kindergarten teacher at an elementary school. Yes, in Pflugerville. So I had this conversation with her and she, you know, I said, what's the best school district? What should I say on the podcast tomorrow? And she said, it doesn't work like that. So back to observations, Liberty, we're talking about this. You know, I think culturally you could visit a school and you could see, you know, how orderly it is, how neat it is. Maybe you could observe the billboards or something. The principal's important.
Hey, go to some football games, guys.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Go see those marching bands. I mean, you know, you can tell a lot about a school by the way that their instruments are shining in the sun.
I'm going to give you a good trick, but let's read this. Dinosaur D says, "Hey, Mark K, you got this." Now it has the colons at either end, so that means it was supposed to be an emoji. Now I want to see what the emoji looks like. Right, and then Mark K says, "Howdy, dinosaur." That's really funny. I see we have similar tastes in streams. Is that a Ghostbusters reference? I'm just kidding. Oh, so what I was going to say is, it just in line with what Liberty had mentioned. If you want to know more about a school, go check out not their webpage, which is controlled by them, but go check out their Google My Business page. If they have one, and see, or their location, and you can look at photos and reviews on there as well. A lot of people might not think about that because the schools are rated on other sites, not just the school sites.
And even if you do go to like a football game, there's so much you could observe, like the parental involvement. You could see how the students are, the school spirit. You know, volunteers, teacher organizations. These are all things that typically have the school pride at a game. If that's important, you know, you could look at those things too.
I mean, listen to this little story, this little side note. So this is how I chose my child's kindergarten. I went to a Halloween fair that they were having. They invited the whole neighborhood. I saw the signs. I went to the fair. I met the principal. We did a little cake walk. And I was like, I'm sold. I can't go anywhere else. And that's where we're going to go. Go there Bobcats.
Go. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little bit more context than, you know, like I just want the best reading program in the city. And I also think where you work and location, you have to find that blend where everything picks up.
I will also add to my comment about transferring between schools and schools within Austin ISD. Mm-hmm. You have to be responsible for transportation of that student. So let's say that I want my kid to go to Bee Caves because I have friends there and I love that, but I live on the east side. That's going to be a 45 minute commute for me to drop my kid off every day, pick him up. So think about that too.
To answer Dinosaur D's question, which was, hey, are you guys still going to do that stream about which suburbs went up by how much, broken down by house size? Yes, we are still going to do that. We had a planned guest for the school conversation and it didn't quite work out. So we didn't want to like just change the topic. For prep's sake, right?
And I think that'd be an easy episode. We do heat maps.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Let's toss out a couple like notes that people may not think about when they're looking at the school thing. So here's an interesting one. Ready for this? What does the school do to help develop character and citizenship? Like, this is Texas, y'all. Right?
Yeah.
What does that mean for the school and how they mold, right, your child? That's really important, and it's different for every school. So you want to keep that in mind.
And this is a lot deeper of a dive than I do on a realtor consultation, because I let that buyer figure out subjectively what they think. Don't tempt Ian with pivot tables, JJ. But even like with what's going on nowadays, right? Does the school get into like international affairs and foreign policy? Is that like a good social studies program? Because we know there's some turbulent things going on today. So I'm just thinking about those types of things because sometimes it's important to know how that affects how things work.
Liberty, you want to read this one? Can you see it?
Yes, I can. So Aditya said, from your experience, how fast does it take for public schools in an area to improve? We are in Whisper Valley, which is Del Valle ISD. Bad schools currently.
JJ, what do you think about this? I want you to take this one first. I'm going to go last.
I mean, bad is, an opinion. But I think socioeconomically, you could see the housing. I don't know if that means anything, but from a realtor perspective, you could see what the population is coming in, what houses are being built, and figure what the demographics are going to be like. Again, socioeconomically, I mean, if they're building more 300s, 400s, or 500s, whatever that means to you. I mean, I don't know how you... It's hard to say bad school turned good, but I could say you could observe migration of population and what housing costs. I don't even know if that answers your question, but that's the way I look at it.
What do you think, Liberty?
I think that's a really good point, JJ, because I mean, if you look at how many that Del Valle will have this year, yeah. I mean, have you guys driven around there? So many people are coming in. What makes a school good? It's the infrastructure of the community. It's the people who are giving to it with their tax money and their time. And and so I feel like Whisper Valley may see a turn up some point soon. And Aditya, please tell us, do you have any kids who will be attending those schools? And how many years do you have?
Yeah, like you're going to have Tesla, you know, families there, that whatever that means. I'm not trying to hit on bad or good, but just more objective employers, housing prices. What do you think, Ian?
All right. So let's go back to the zoning thing. I feel like you're getting a lot of money pumped in all of these districts, every single one of them. It doesn't matter what district you're in. You're getting a lot of dollars pumped into it.
Talking about like housing tax?
Housing property tax, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're having all new schools built.
Yes.
In new many of these instances. And you're having a lot of migratory patterns from one side of the lake to the other side of the lake. And you just have so much movement. And it's not just movement of students. It's also movement of faculty. If they're opening a new school, some of these teachers that are, or principals that are buying property, they might not be able to afford this place, so they're going to buy here, and now they're going to apply for the job over there. It completely changes the trajectory of the growth. And so I feel like we have not yet, especially after going over having a pandemonium, none of the data on these websites is still as relevant. It has all been skewed unless a school has been isolated in some way. I think everything is getting ready to change drastically, and we are not really poised to answer that question because we don't know. But pay attention to the leaders that move from one school to another and see what their history was. That's a big one in my opinion.
Leadership, like superintendents, leadership. Principals. You should write Elon Musk a letter to help out the community. I think he has to spend some money to avoid taxes.
He's going through an SEC lawsuit right now or something like that. Dan Sardi says, LOL at Tesla families. I can imagine them plugging in at night to charge. Like the families, not the, that's funny. Mark K, man, seriously, you're
Mark K.
We appreciate it.
Oh my goodness.
You always come through, man. Just we appreciate that.
Thank
you,
you
are
Mark.
Finding value in
I need that. Yeah. That's the one thing that's gonna unfreeze me today.
Yeah, I don't know. Mark gave us a generous contribution for Friday beers because Liberty looks skeptical that it's actually Friday. I think you're right. Okay, Dinosaur D says, if you guys had to take an educated guess, how many months do you think the school data lags behind in reality? 12 months, 18 months, or 24 months? Ooh, I'm going to just quickly say, because of due to time, that we've had pandemonium for almost 24 months. That's your answer so far, right now. Like, if you're looking for what is next year going to look like, well, we haven't even figured out this year. Not really. And it also depends on the area you're in. If you're in an established area and they are already proficient with distant learning or starting to go back to standard classes, all that data, again, it skews the data, skews the ability for children to absorb the information.
Yeah, I would also say that there's probably not that dramatic of a change. So if you do see the data, maybe look at it from a relative perspective, and it's probably something similar. You know, like I would expect top reading scores to be similar in trend.
I would almost expect reading scores, like the students that are good at just that, like their focus, like they're introverted and they actually love to sit at home and read. I expect that to spike in certain. I mean, I don't know. Like, if you can, if there is not a correlation, a causation between people in a certain region that like this type of activity. But wow, that's something that'd be fun. I'm actually, there's a site called Visual Capitalist that does a lot of these types of data points. I love watching their charts, man. It's so cool. They haven't done schools yet, but if they did schools in Austin, my God, you'd have so much controversy over that.
I love to say this on the internet too. I hate school. I hated school. I don't like the programs. I feel like it's too broad.
I love learning. I don't like American school systems.
I know, like, this institutional currently thing, but yeah, totally different topic. I just wanted to put it out.
I went to a private school for most of my life and then went to a public school. And okay, Liberty, read this, please.
Would school ratings impact appreciation? Maybe we can get a heat map for that. Yes, Dinosaur D. Yes.
I mean, we can tell you. What's the term? Artificially? I think it's a yes, because not everyone dives as deep as they should. They see AAA and they're like, great, this is where we're going to move. And they haven't even done any homework. It's like,
I mean, what? there are plenty. I've had a client that we were searching in Canyon Vista Middle School, which is a little west of Anderson Mill area.
Super trendy.
For a year.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Barrington Oaks over there, you better believe that those
anything
ratings-
called Barrington, you look across the United States, if it's called Barrington, it's doing well.
Yeah, I think people literally make very big decisions based on schools.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that affects appreciation.
Like even University of Texas is just a whole, I mean, that's very specific, but that's a more hardcore version of it. But yeah, I mean, you've heard somebody that says that we have to go to this school. Like,
oh, especially when it comes to like family lineage and legacies and stuff like that. Oh yeah. Yeah, you're either Longhorns or you're A&M. Like, it's not even it can become a rivalry. It's really funny. Mm-hmm. It's really funny. I say funny. Some people are going to say it's really serious. And I'm like, that's why I'm laughing. It's not that sad. I mean, I get it, though. I get it because it almost typecasts you. Right? You're like, this is it. This is my team. It's like, okay, good. Good for you. Like, they're cool, too. Right? Anyway. Thank you all for being part of the podcast. Happy to have you here. Excited to see you next Saturday.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, next Friday. It's not even Saturday.
Fridays.
Next Friday, close to the same time because we're a little early today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you all. Seriously. Liberty.
So much. So much, you guys. And I'll report back after my kid starts kindergarten with details.
I love it.
Awesome. See y'all.
Bye.